All right, the lads, it's under the lights ahead of Liverpool's match with FC Midtjylland. I'm not going to call them Midtjylland this time. I'm Gareth Roberts. I've got Lizzie Doyle, Paddy Fitzsimons, and Kieran Molyneux with me. And we're going to have a chat about the game Tuesday, 8 o'clock at Anfield. It's on BT Sport 3, I believe. And there's a piece in the papers over the weekend where they've called this, Lizzie, the Money Ball Derby. Because Midtjylland, like Liverpool once upon a time, do loads of stuff with data, buy loads, the bang into stats. They got the throw-in coach that we've got now, Thomas Gronemark. They've had another fella in there, a coach who coaches them on striking the ball. They apparently got, this isn't particularly a new thing, but they've got like a big book of set pieces that they work through, and they've scored like 50% of the goals from set pieces. But all that's nice, and it's a nice story. But at the end of the day, though, I looked at the odds before, and they are 25-1 to get a result at Anfield, and Liverpool are 7-1 on, and it's 19-2 for the draw. So it's one of them. You can do what you like with stats and coaches and all the rest of it, but we should comfortably be beating the champions of Denmark.
Oh, God, yeah. And I think you can do as much prep and stats and research as you want, but when you're literally coming up against the best side in Europe, then I don't know how much that helps you, really. I think fair play to them. I read the same article. It's dead interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
So they're owned, I read something, was it like they're owned by the same owner or someone's got a stake in it, is the same one as Brentford.
Yeah, because they're another one.
It's like a sort of gambling company, isn't it? Yeah. And they try and take the approach of like running the football club like a gambling company and looking at odds and like how you can increase your margins. And I think it's fascinating, like, but then are you not taking a little bit of enjoyment out of footy? And I don't know whether I'm just being like a bit of a crank, because like we talk about Liverpool and fine margins and it being boss, and like that's what makes us great. I think probably I'm just being a little bit of a hypocrite, because in the Danish league, and I think like they're just not gonna stand up to Liverpool. Interesting the way they're gonna approach it, but oh God, Liverpool are bang up, like Liverpool are favourites for this.